It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day in your day. The Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on this February 13th. Amen. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalm 118, 24, and Psalm 122, verse 1. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife will take us to the throne.
Let's pray, Father in heaven. We thank you for this time to come together for worship. We ask for your Holy Spirit to be with us as we open up your word today. We ask for a special blessing to be granted to our pastor by anointing his words and filling him with your spirit. Bless us this morning is what we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song, brothers and sisters, is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
Topic is family problems. Family problems. John 7:5. After we pray, Father, bless us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. John 7:5, for even his brothers not believed him. At a very early age, Jesus had begun to act for himself in the foundation of his character, and not even respect and love for his parents could turn him from obedience to God's word. "It is written" was his reason for every act, and varied from the family customs. But the influence of the rabbis made his life a bitter one. Even in his youth, he had to learn the hard lesson of silence and patient endurance. Now, let's talk about that paragraph. Jesus acted on the word of God. Are you acting on the word of God, my friends? When we talk about family problems in your home, are you loving? Are you kind? How do you respond when things don't go your way, when things aren't looking like they're going to go your way? What do you do? You might be mistaken when it says, even in his youth, he had to learn the hard lesson of silence and patient endurance, because what we do, we give people the silent treatment. That is a perversion of the truth, my brothers and sisters. Jesus didn't give anybody the silent treatment. I'm just making sure you understand what the word is saying here. It was talking about when he was buffeted by them and accused of them and called them, he just took it silently. And so a lot of times, friends, there's this thing called passive aggressiveness. And what it is that when we don't like what's going on, we have a passive way of rebelling, okay, and sending a message, so to speak. Maybe we're not as kind. Maybe we're not as communicative. Maybe something we always do. Maybe it's that good night kiss. Maybe it's that just natural affection that, you know, lets the persons in your life know that you love them. Maybe you don't do that when things don't go your way. Don't be confused, brothers and sisters. When Jesus learned the hard lesson of silence and patient endurance, he was the one who was attacked, and he took it patiently. He didn't use this as a method of passive aggressiveness. His brothers, as the sons of Joseph were called, sided with the rabbis. They insisted that the traditions must be heeded. You see, there are traditions in this world, brothers and sisters, that we cannot follow. You can't follow the tradition that says it's my way or the highway, whether you're husband or wife, whether you're son or daughter. It doesn't matter. Bible teaches us to love one another, to come together, to communicate, and we need to be careful that we don't pervert that. Jesus, it says, his brothers, as the sons of Joseph were called, sided with the rabbis. They insisted that the traditions must be heeded as if they were the requirements of God. They even regarded the human precepts more highly than the word of God. And they were greatly annoyed at the clear penetration of Jesus in distinguishing between the false and the true. Brothers and sisters, you need to study what a husband should do, and we should do it. Ladies, sisters, you need to study what a wife should do, and you should do it. It brings happiness and joy in the home. Children, learn how Jesus was a child, and that's how you act. And parents, learn how the Bible teaches that parents should be toward their children. Anything else is a tradition. It's the way the world does it, and that's a tradition. Traditionally in the world, men are not godly men leading their homes in the way of the Lord. And traditionally, women are not helpers of their husbands in the way that the Lord has designed. That's tradition. And we could be just as guilty, brothers and sisters, as the sons of Joseph. Let's be prayerful. They even regarded the human precept more highly than the word of God, and they were greatly annoyed at the clear penetration of Jesus in distinguishing between the false and the true. His strict obedience to the law of God they condemned as stubbornness. Jesus was trying to obey God, and they condemned it as stubbornness. They were surprised at the knowledge and wisdom he showed in answering the rabbi. They knew that he had not received instruction from the wise men, yet they could not but see that he was an instructor to them. They recognized that his education was of a higher type than their own, but they did not discern that he had access to the tree of life, a source of knowledge of which they were ignorant. Brothers and sisters, that's what we need. We need to spend more time with God. We need to have time in prayer and asking him to show us not only himself, but show us ourselves in the areas that we're not like him. And then we should submit. Let me tell you something. God is a God who does everything right. He doesn't do anything wrong, and he will lead and guide. He is not going to be outdone by the devil, and he will finish his work in the way he wants it finished, in godly order. All right, friends, let's keep reading. It says they knew that he had not received instruction. We already read that. They recognized that his education was of a higher type than their own, but they did not discern that he had access to the tree of life, a source of knowledge of which they were ignorant. We read that already. At all times and in all places, he manifested a loving interest in people. That's the litmus test. Brothers and sisters, how do you treat people? That's the key. And shed about him the light of a cheerful piety. Are you cheerful? Are you cheerful at home? Are you cheerful around others? You see, you might think you're holding up a standard. You might think other people are wrong, but are you cheerful? All this was a rebuke to the Pharisees. It showed that religion does not consist in selfishness. Did you hear that, brothers and sisters? It can't be my way or the highway. And that their morbid devotion to personal interest was far from being true godliness. Sometimes we have a personal goal, personal interest. We just need to make sure that our interests are tied up with God's interest and that we are doing things according to thus saith the Lord. And if you do and you continue to pray, God will lead you. It showed that religion does not consist in selfishness and that their morbid devotion to personal interest was far from being true godliness. This had roused their enmity against Jesus so that they tried to enforce his conformity to their regulations. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Anything that leads to force is not of God. And you don't have to put somebody in handcuffs to force them. You can treat them a certain way, sometimes by overt actions and sometimes by covert actions. Sometimes that's by neglect of duty and love and those types of things, sending a message the way you want to send it, however you want to do it. The bottom line is that does not please the Lord, my friends. We have to make sure that we are Christ-like at all times, and we can do that. But when Jesus was who he was and he was loving and kind, it roused the enmity against him. And they tried to force, it says enforce, his conformity to regulation. You see, brothers and sisters, that's what you see on the political ground. You see force. You see the force of one political caucus not cooperating with the others, trying to force them to go the other way, okay? You see often force in various encounters. You see force in requiring compliance in areas that you should have religious freedom. You should have religious freedom of what you put in your body. That's force when maybe you might lose your job if you don't comply. You see, if anything that savors of force is not of God, my friend, I'm not against rules that are proper and right rules, but let's make sure if that's the case that we've investigated all, that we've not censored anybody, that we've actually allowed the truth to come forward and considered all options. All this displeased his brothers. Being older than Jesus, they felt that he should be under their dictation. They charged him with thinking himself superior to them and reproved him for setting himself above the teachers and the priests and rulers of the people. Often they threatened and tried to intimidate him, but he passed on, making the scriptures his guide. Jesus loved his brothers and treated them with unfailing kindness. Did you hear that? He loved his brothers and treated them with unfailing kindness. But they were jealous of him and manifested the most decided unbelief and contempt. They could not understand his conduct. That's from Homeward Bound for today's date, but it's coming from Desire of Ages, pages 86 and 87. Let us pray. Father in heaven, help us not to be the cause of family problems. Help us to help resolve them. We pray that each of us will humble ourselves and just make sure we're eating from the tree of life, that we're representing Jesus in all of our actions, that we have the law of kindness on our lips and in our gestures, which keeps us from being forgetful of others and neglectful of others. Help us to show the love that you have for the human race. We ask that you would help us to put away all selfishness, even if it's hidden behind a garb of religiosity. Thank you, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. We'll take a little break, friends, and we'll be back to hear a message about overeating from Sister Lenny. And at this time, we would have our theme song. I should say, Orso song. And I need to change that. It should be Torso. There we go. Praise God.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, end on our door, we will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how. You can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
And now we're here from Sister Lenny, and the subject is over.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Overeating. A common but serious sin. Overtaxing the stomach is a common sin. And when too much food is used, the entire system is burdened. Life and vitality, instead of being increased, are decreased. This is as Satan plans to have it. Man uses up his vital forces in unnecessary labor and taking care of an excess of food. By taking too much food, we not only improvidently waste the blessings of God provided for the necessities of nature, but do great injury to the whole system. We defile the temple of God. It is weakened and crippled, and nature cannot do its work wisely and well, as God has provisioned that it should. Because of the selfish indulgence of his appetite, man has oppressed nature's power by compelling it to do work it should never be required to do. We are all men acquainted with the living human machinery. They would not be guilty of doing this unless indeed they love self-indulgence so well that they would continue their suicidal course and die a premature death. or live for years a burden to themselves and to their friends. It is possible to eat immoderately, even of wholesome food. It does not follow that because one has discarded the use of hurtful articles of diet, he can eat just as much as he pleases. Overeating, no matter what the quality of the food, clogs the living machine and thus hinders it in its work. Intemperance in eating, even of healthful foods, will have an injurious effect upon the system and will blunt the mental and moral faculties. Nearly all members of the human family eat more than the system requires. This excess decays and becomes a putrid mass. If more food, even of a simple quality, is placed in the stomach than the living machine requires, this surplus becomes a burden. The system makes desperate efforts to dispose of it, and this extra work causes a tired, weary feeling. Some who are continually eating call this all-gone feeling hunger, but it is caused by the overworked condition of the digestive organs. Needless worries and burdens are created by the desire to make a display in entertaining visitors. In order to prepare a great variety for the table, the housewife overworks because of the many dishes prepared, the guests overeat, and disease and suffering from overwork on one hand and overeating on the other is the result. These elaborate feasts are a burden and an injury. This is coming from Councils on Diet and Foods, pages 131 to 132. I want to just share some things with you that you can do to not overeat. You can do portion sizes. You can include fiber in your meals. Don't skip on your meals. Limit the foods that you know you can overeat on. Drink plenty of water. Be mindful about why you're eating and pay attention to those hunger cues. Okay, a lot of times we overeat when we're bored, emotional, distracted, tired, stressful, and when we're depressed. So let's not do that. Let's ask God to help us to not overeat. May God bless you today. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. What a blessing. Phone lines are open, brothers and sisters. If you have any comment or question, please feel free to ask. Comment or question that you might have. And it is about 6:29, bottom of the hour, so we have plenty of time if there is any question, comments, testimonies. Roll call time. We have representation from Ohio, from Alabama. And I'm not sure, I want to announce again, those of you who may not have heard the announcement, what we understand is that if you can't get in, you can send a text to 728-2014-29, and then in the text box type call me. So you would send the words call me to 728-2014-29. You'll get a call back. It won't be from that number. It'll be from a different number, but it will put you in the broadcast, okay? So please share that with others, particularly maybe people you know that couldn't get on because of their carrier. Maybe they can do that every day. If it works, it's a blessing. All right. Starting again, we have Oklahoma. I'm sorry. We have Ohio. We had Alabama. We have Delaware and Delaware again. We have Ohio again. We have Ohio by way of Indiana. We have Georgia on the line. And if there's anyone else, on Facebook, it looks like I see one, but I can't tell who that is. May the Lord bless and keep you as well. So, we're going to go ahead and close out. Thank you again, Sister Lenny, for that beautiful message and reminder that we are not to overeat. All right, we'll turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Up, to take us to the throne of.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time to have this broadcast. We pray that your spirit will continue to be with us throughout this day as we ultimately work service unto you. Help us, Lord, to stay faithful to you, to do all we can, to be a part of the redeemed, and help us to be transformed into your beautiful and perfect image. God, our thoughts, our minds, our deeds, help us, Lord, to do all we can, be faithful. And we ask that you will provide special blessings to those that are in need. We ask for spiritual, mental, and physical healings to be granted. And for those that have lost loved ones that are going through trying times, Lord, we pray that we can depend upon your everlasting strength to guide us through by the power of the Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I I will worship the Lord. I will worship.